How to Stop Breaking Your Own Heart, written by Megan Roxanne and read by Jessica Hales. I dedicate this book to my late mother, Jeanette Carroll Harewood, my epitome of love. You were phenomenal. Rest peacefully, my love. Infinite, everlasting love. Meggie. It is well. Give thanks. Introduction. Healing has a gentle way of surprising us when we least expect it. For me, healing arrived during one of my daily morning walks in my local park, one crisp autumn morning. The farther I walked into the forest, the quieter it became. As my thoughts began to settle, the natural sounds around me forced me to stop and embrace my surroundings. In that moment of solitude, I came to terms with how peaceful my life had become. I felt overwhelmed with appreciation for finally arriving at a place in my life where I could acknowledge the progress I'd made over the years. I'd manifested achieving that level of peace, and there I was, right in the middle of it. It was a moment of deep gratitude. A chance to acknowledge the stillness and beauty that my life still had to offer. When I launched The Good Quote on Instagram back in 2014, my mission was clear: to build an online sanctuary where people could find a stream of meaningful, empowering words that truly resonated. During that period, I was navigating my own battle with depression, and I really felt the absence of a supportive online community. I couldn't find any spaces or forums that provided me with much meaningful solace. So, I cultivated my own. I didn't expect the response to have a far-reaching impact. The content I curated crossed borders and cultures and touched millions of lives on a global scale. I teamed up with a group of emerging writers and content creators who generously contributed their words daily. The response was overwhelming. Our audience numbers skyrocketed. Celebrities became frequent visitors, and we even sparked a global trend where people began replacing their profile pictures with quotes to better express their emotions. The impact was beyond anything I'd anticipated. I realized I'd created a space that genuinely acknowledged and validated people's feelings, and the significance of that truly hit home. I'll never forget the day we received a message from a mother who had recently lost her daughter to suicide. She expressed her gratitude for our community after finding a folder labelled Hope on her daughter's laptop, filled with uplifting content, including many quotes from our platform. That moment deeply affected me and served as a reminder of how a few compassionate words can be a beacon of light in someone's darkest hours. When I started The Good Quote, I wasn't trying to cater to a specific demographic. My goal was to foster a community that united people through the emotional experiences we all have, but rarely talk about. The project came from a place of intuition, and its success was a clear sign that I had touched on something that resonated with a wider audience. It's affirming to see that beneath the many layers that differentiate us, whether it's age, cultural background, or personal beliefs, we all share an emotional common ground. We all go through ups and downs, and moments of joy as well as pain. It's all connected and it's beautiful. I want this book to contain the same essence as The Good Quote. I want to weave together these universal experiences to help guide us through the complexities of life. I hope there's at least one story, if not more, that resonates with you, so you can feel seen, understood, and less alone. I hope it sparks many, I know exactly where you're coming from moments. But more than anything, I hope this book serves as a gentle reminder, affirming that whatever challenges you're facing, you possess the resilience and capability to rise above them. Because the truth is, we all have the capacity to tackle any challenge that comes our way. I've been through the trenches of trauma, and I'm still here. I've gone through some intense experiences in my life and broken my own heart many times over, through successes and setbacks, joy and despair, love and loss, self-discovery and self-doubt. But going through all these ups and downs has drawn something profound out of me. Through every twist and turn of my journey, I've learned that being open and vulnerable is the bridge to moving forward. Trust me, vulnerability is a strength that is often underestimated. When I choose to be vulnerable by showing empathy and patience, I'm not just avoiding conflict, I'm creating a space where understanding can thrive. For example, say someone close to me is going through a turbulent period in their life, and it's resulted in their making harmful decisions that affect them emotionally. By being vulnerable and resonating with them through sharing a personal story, I'm able to reassure them they're not alone and that they can also overcome their difficult circumstance. By allowing ourselves to be vulnerable, we open ourselves up to this incredible power and strength. Even though writing this book and sharing my deepest feelings with you ranks as one of the most daunting and challenging experiences of my life, I'm fully aware that making myself vulnerable in this way is also one of the most empowering things I could possibly do. I'm not going to pretend that I have it all figured out either, because I don't. There are moments when I'm still caught in a loop of detrimental habits. Take procrastination, for instance. It becomes my default escape when life gets too heavy. Or else I'll convince myself that everyone else except me has their life sorted out perfectly. This pushes me to set impossible standards for myself, resulting in my being overwhelmed and stressed. In these moments, I often sit and ask myself, how on earth can I teach others to stop breaking their own hearts when I'm still learning myself? I make mistakes, and self-doubt still shows up occasionally. I'm only human. But what I've come to understand is that healing is a never-ending journey. It requires the daily effort of replacing harmful coping mechanisms with healthier habits and facing the fears that come with making positive changes. The past may have its share of pain, but that doesn't mean we can't build meaningful lives moving forward. The process of writing this book wasn't easy. The only thing that fueled my persistence and kept me going was envisioning a future moment where I could be on a train during the rush hour commute, sitting across from someone who's completely absorbed in the very words you're listening to now. The thought of that future listener, you, filled me with so much joy, nervousness, and pure excitement. My mum was a devoted reader. In fact, my favourite pastime was snuggling in bed as she read a chapter out loud. She had this incredible ability to lose herself in a good book, and her laughter would fill the room as she delved deeper into discovering a new author's story. Through her, I learned the transformative power of books. They can elevate your mood, change your life, and grant you access to someone else's experience, offering you a fresh perspective on the world. So, I genuinely hope this book feels like a warm hug from me to you. I hope it serves as a reminder that every challenge, every obstacle, every heartache you're going through has a purpose. Even if you've strayed miles away from where you're meant to be, just remember that you always have the power and the capability to return home to yourself. It's time for you to stop breaking your own heart. So let's get to the root of why we do this to ourselves. Outline the first steps toward healing. And finally, let's work on building a life where self-care and the protection of our hearts are non-negotiable. I hope these pages serve as a reminder that everything you're going through in life has a purpose. This book is for you, a tool to accompany you on your journey and to welcome you back with open arms to who you really are. Part 1. How we break
Sample complete. Ready to continue?